Ranch Man here on the TS Podcast Network. That song you just heard was Interstellar Overdrive by Pink Floyd from the Piper at the Gates of Dawn. Almost said Dark Side of the Moon there for a second. Yep, I'm here at my dad's job. Yep, just got my Audacity downloaded to the business center. I've got my headset on, and I just ripped a couple tracks out of my iPod. That song you heard was pulled right out of my iPod. You're welcome. See? There's more treats. You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, there you go with the treats. Treats! Yeah. I'm just gonna talk for a little while, which you always see on a podcast, about how awesome technology has become. I mean, Let's go with the car. Cars. Cars nowadays are entirely awesome. I mean, if you look at a car from now and look at it from back then, you would think it was not even the same thing. I mean, cars had gigantic cranks you had to go up in the front, like if it was a wind-up doll that could kill somebody. They should have made those. Yeah, giant people-killing dolls. Oh, yeah, anyway. All right, anyway. But, I mean, and then they wouldn't go far. I mean, it was better than a horse-drawn carriage or walking. Walking was better than walking. And walking, I'm very lazy, so I would have rather dealt with that than having to walk. But they broke down a lot. But apparently they survived. And I'm just going to go with electronics. There were little to no electronics in vehicles back then, except maybe the battery that started up the car. Now we've got radios, heated seats, windows that go down by themselves, movable wind mirrors, we got the dashboard that lights up, we've got lights on the front, we've got lights in the back, we've got speaker systems that could rattle a house from 3 miles away, and it really annoys me when people do that. I mean, like, get subwoofers in the back of their cars, so they put it on full blast, and you can hear it from about a mile away. And your house will still shake, and it's so annoying. I'm surprised those people don't have heart murmurs. I mean, the car is shaking just like... I mean, you can feel the floor shaking. I mean, come on. It's just amazing how awesome technology's become. I mean, we have... in cars, we have vehicles that can go over 200 miles an hour. The Dodge Viper, for example, goes over 200 miles an hour. 200 miles an hour. That's incredible. That's not even necessary. Who needs a car to go 200 miles an hour when you're going to work? Nobody does. You know? So, it's just, wow. I can't believe that. I mean, wow, I'm amazed that, I mean, I went to a museum, and they had an old car. They had, it was a junked Model T, and somebody rebuilt it, and they sold it to the museum, and then they had a Viper there that the museum had bought, and they put them there, just like how I'm saying, and they compared them. They showed the differences between cars back then and cars today, and they were absolutely, totally different. All the cars back then were the exact same color. All of them. The exact same color. And I don't know how you could tell them apart back then. I mean, when you see them on TV, you just see like 900 big brown cars just driving back and forth. Seriously. It's amazing. And, we have cars that have... Cars aren't good enough, apparently, and then we got people who drive trucks around. I mean, that's a little bit redundant, don't you think? I mean, I can understand if you have, like, a landscaping business or you haul stuff. But, I mean, if you're just going to if you're just going to McDonald's and home, you don't need to have an F-350, okay? You don't need that. You really don't need a diesel engine to go to McDonald's. You really don't. It's not that necessary. I mean, come on. And then we have cars that are run just on electric. Well, half electric, half gas. And the Prius, that is one of the most amazing vehicles known to man, and it looks nice too, so that's a bonus. So it's just I want to know what you guys think about how technology changed, not just in cars, but like technology on the whole. Like, well, iPods, computers, fax machines, copiers, keys. No, not keys. I'm just naming things that are all around me. Everything. Just how do you feel about the gigantic jump in technology from, say, the 20s to now? I mean, it's amazing. And I want to know what you guys think. I've said it already, but I want to say it again. I want to know what you guys think. So, think about it and come back to me. This is Ranchi signing off the ATS Podcast Network. Bye, everybody. Thank you.